Good evening. It's September 1st, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Before we rise, I'd just like to dedicate our moment of silence after the flag salute in recognition of the 20th anniversary of the attack on 9/11. This is our last meeting before September 11th. And to the 20-year war in Afghanistan, honoring the memory of all those who lost their lives, including the 13 lives lost in the final days of our occupation there, and the sacrifices of all those who volunteered to serve as veterans as well as first responders. We had a number of local residents who were involved as first responders as well. With that, please rise for the flag salute.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A presentation of minutes tonight for the August 18th regular meeting will be tabled, taking us on to public comment limited to agenda items only.
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public would like to make a comment limited to agenda items only? Seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no resolutions on the agenda. Old business. Not for action, but would you like to give any...
Seven permits came in for the bow hunting.
Bow hunting lottery taking place this Friday. So we have 17 spots and we have seven applications so far. Any other updates anyone would like to give?
Yeah, Matt and I had discussions about the sign ordinance. Did you get a chance to put something?
Yeah, I'll have it to you before the next meeting. Okay. So you and I can discuss particularly the optional issues you discussed. So
okay.
I'll have it to you by the end of this week.
Okay. No other old business. We have no new business on the agenda.
I would like to open up on something, which is that we have a number of times during this year had issues with resolutions coming before the committee without, I'd say, enough prior discussions. And I think that we need either to develop a policy, a procedure, a resolution, whatever is appropriate, that defines how we develop a resolution or an ordinance so that there is adequate discussion ahead of time and people are aware of what we are doing before a resolution is presented before us.
I think several meetings ago there was a resolution that came before us to try to have a policy for our meetings. I think that would be the place to build some of that concern into that resolution. The resolution failed. No one had any comments on it, so I think we could build on that.
We could, but that's different from what I'm describing. I'm happy to either do it as part of a subcommittee to come up with a suggestion. I'll even volunteer for the subcommittee to put it together. And if anybody wants to volunteer with me, that's great. Happily have them here. Now, I don't know if I need to make a motion to do that. If I do, I make a motion to do just that.
I look to the clerk and the attorney. Are we okay doing a motion when we didn't list it on the agenda? Again, I just don't want to...
Our agenda requirement is those items of which we're aware at the time of the preparation.
Okay.
The resolution being proposed by Mr. Abakowski is something that most... Not all, but most bodies do at some point in the year, usually early on. So there is a template.
But do you think
the clerk and I have a de facto operating? We just so everybody knows, so because there's a lot of, is that Karen and I discuss the agenda, from both our perspectives, the Thursday before the Wednesday. So that's how we try to make sure we have everything accounted for. But there's, you know, if there's going to be, if there's a resolution to designate a subcommittee, we certainly are within our rights to do that. Absolutely. We've done that many times since I've been here. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd volunteer, but I just wanted to also let you know that as I was looking for something else last week, I found our existing policy on the ordinance piece of that, and it basically said that if there was money being spent, we'd have to have the committee vote to, and I have it in writing. So, but the thing is, I think we should look at the whole thing too, resolution, ordinances, update as needed. Basically, the objective would be no surprises to the committee.
So, Abe and Bev are volunteering for this?
Unless somebody else wants to.
Happy to do it.
Excuse me?
I said I'm happy to do it.
The subcommittee.
Present something to the committee.
I'll join with you then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Tom
have,
do
we
it.
We only have two on the
No, Tom can do it then. That's good. Let Tom do it. Because I'm on another subcommittee right now that I'm working on things. So
Tom and Abe. Is there a motion to nominate Tom and Abe as a subcommittee?
I'll make a motion to nominate Tom and Abe as the subcommittee to study the process for the development of a resolution and an ordinance and what approvals are needed at what point in each.
Is there a second?
A second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Any other new business anyone is coming to mind? With that, not hearing any others, we go to presentation of vouchers.
My first one is for Smith & Jigger Company. It's
for installing repairs for one of the Ford 2014 utility vehicles. $1,128.66. The next one is for the annual subscription for the Power DMS software for the police department for their essentially all their storage of all their data and communications. That's $3,618.68. And then Griffith Outlet Trucking for gasoline for the police, it's $2,384.79.
I have one here for Patriotic Office Cleaning, which is for the police department, library, and municipal building, $1,745. Cold Spring Lawn and Landscaping, 3 days spent in the efforts to mulch, prune, and weed the municipal building and the front center and the front walk here, front, $3,616.65. It includes the library as well on one day. Eastern Concrete Materials is three-quarter stone for road improvements, $2,197.74. I also have the Eastern Concrete Materials here, again, three-quarter inch stone for road improvements, $1,358.06. And the last one I have is for, oh no, I have a few more. Griffin Allied Trucking LLC is diesel delivered to the DPW, $2,606.89. And Montague Enterprise is for parts. It's a valve of some sort. I'm not sure what it is. $1,195.24. This is for the DPW. And then we have asphalt from Warren Asphalt, $1,255.00.
I've got for Karen Newman the fall newsletter and website work for June, July, and August, totaling $1,000.
That's it? Okay. I have two. First is to the North 100 and Voorhees Regional High School for $975,855.50. And the other is to the Lebanon Township Board of Education for the school tax for $1,790,701.67.
Any for you, Beth?
Oh, no. Sorry, none.
So the total voucher list is $2,797,949.05. Is there a motion to pass or approve the voucher list?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Correspondence, we have the curator's report.
Nothing to add to it. I think that Gina wanted her open house of last Thursday and Saturday. It didn't make it on the agenda here, so I think that I'll wait for that report to come for next meeting.
I'm sorry, it is
in
the meeting.
It is?
Yeah.
It should be. Oh, yes. So they had their open space, which I was unable to attend, so if anyone was there and would like to add anything, please do. I know that they had, between the 2 days, over 50 different people who came to it, and they had some dignitaries that are in the museum business. I'm just not sure who they were. So if anyone would like to add to that, please do.
I know County Commissioner Sean Van Doren was there, as well as some others that she mentions.
You know what? I had to leave early. Gina mentioned she was going to make an announcement in the building after we were out by the carriage house. So I don't did.
I don't have the details.
Is it on here? I look like
the
something on here might have been that they.
The announcement was being accepted for a presentation, but I don't.
That's what I thought it might be, but I wasn't sure if I missed something.
That was what she announced. I think it's probably this first one, this annual, the New Jersey Historic Commission annual conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing a presentation on that. The research they had done.
The Carlisle Indian School, yeah. That they found out there were students that studied at our schoolhouse museum building that came from that. Yes, getting a lot of attention. No other correspondence? Then we would open to public comment on any topic anyone would like to make.
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, anybody in the public come forward?
I knew you came out in the rain for something.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. I just have a question on this subcommittee that you appointed. Are you looking to make new methods of bringing forth the resolutions and ordinance, or are you going to be researching the law, the procedure, how it's supposed to be done, and just make that more clarified? I wasn't quite sure.
I suspect they're both.
Yeah, that's a combination.
Combination
do it the
of
right
both
way.
Of those. Right. We essentially want to set a procedure or policy as to how resolutions and ordinances are created and developed.
Because I would assume there's a state law that requires you to go certain ways, so you'll just clarify it then. I guess.
A
lot of us have depended on the attorneys and Karen. Okay. You know, yeah. And maybe we just want a little feedback through the committee here. I think.
I think it goes beyond mere compliance.
Yeah.
I think, and Karen and I, the clerk and I, have discussed this as rules of the road, so to speak, so that she and I can do our jobs, and be as prepared as early as possible.
Sounds like a
it
good
would be
idea.
Helpful. It would certainly be helpful to me, and I assume the clerk.
A lot less talking outside of the introduction and public hearing, and a lot less clarification needed out in public.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Seeing no other member of the public. Oh, there is one more.
Guy Wilson, Oak Grove Road.
Is it raining outside?
Just a little bit. I want to congratulate all the committee members for being here tonight because you took your own life in your hands to show up. It's pretty bad out there. But I just wanted to make the committee aware that I received a phone call from a Lebanon Township resident with an issue that I'd never heard of before. And it was a situation involving some kind of invasive plant that's becoming a problem in the state of New Jersey. And apparently she's noticed that it's growing in this township. It's called the mile-a-minute weed.
I've heard of it.
I'd never heard of it. No. You have heard of it?
It was just on Facebook. That's where I saw it for the first time.
Apparently, it's an annual that sort of takes over properties and kills other plants. And, of course, maybe I shouldn't say this, but, of course, it came from Asia, like other things we've had that have been a particular problem. I just want to make the committee aware of it. I don't know that we have any obligation, has any obligation in regard to that. It seems to me that would probably be controlled by the New Jersey Department of Agriculture.
The only thing close to it, and I think it's very different, is bamboo, which people have used as a decorative item, which has proven to be very difficult on neighbors due to the way it spreads. And there has been a significant amount of local
ordinance enactment to prevent my bamboo from ending up in your front yard, because then it, you know, the removal process is extensive and expensive and not 100%. I'm not aware that this particular plant, I don't know that there is any local cure, but certainly it's something.
It's probably something you want to put on the list, the Environmental Commission, because they look into all these invasive species.
Yeah. You know, talk quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like anybody wants this one.
Yeah. It grows a mile a minute, probably.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been known to grow 6 or 7 inches a day.
You could watch it grow.
Make it move, yeah.
Make a movie out of it. Yeah. Didn't we have something one time that said that farmers were encouraged to import, and it just went crazy? Wild Barberry? Was it Barberry?
Barberry, yeah.
And then also
multiflora
wild rose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Multiflora rose.
A problem. So, anyway, that's the only comment I wanted to make.
Thank you. Thank you. Seeing no other members of the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we have a request for executive session, Resolution 78-2021, regarding potential litigation pertaining to Ordinance 2021-07, cannabis. Any potential action that could come out of that?
No, I don't think so.
Is there a motion for Resolution 78-2021 going into executive session?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 78-2021 going into executive session.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, thank you very much. We won't have any...
Good night.
Any report?
Yeah.
You too.